Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking to Dr. Andrea Stack about the study Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction is Associated with Decreased Levels of Patient's Anxiety After Urodynamics, a prospective randomized controlled trial, which was presented at the Society of Urodynamics, Female Pelvic Medicine, and Urogenital Reconstruction 2022 Winter Meeting. Stack is a urologist at Loma Linda University Health and an associate professor of urology at the Loma Linda University School of Medicine in California. So if you could start by please discussing the background for this study.
Urodynamics is a very, very frequently used office test in urology, and we are administering this test frequently in patients with voiding dysfunctions. And it has been always not easy for the patient, and increased level of anxiety for the unknown, it's unfamiliar. So we decided to kind of adhere or attend to that observed problem in our patients, and started by investigating our patient population with a retrospective study where we addressed this anxiety related to an unfamiliar test and used the mindfulness-based stress reduction protocol, which was originally invented by Jon Kabat-Zinn in 1970. That has been studied in several ways and has been shown in the past in different settings that it can reduce anxiety and pain. And in our pilot study, we already observed that, and therefore we decided to conduct a more validated study in a prospective randomized environment.
Great. And so what were some of the notable findings of this study, and were any of them surprising to you or your co-authors?
Yes. So we had two equally distributed cohorts, and they were randomly selected. And both groups underwent an education about the test in a very quiet, calm environment. And both groups filled out validated questionnaires measuring their stress levels with the anxiety score, measuring their pain level, and some urology-related measures. And then one group received the mindfulness meditation versus the other group just pursued with the test. And then both of the groups, that was very surprising, reported a significant decrease in the anxiety levels after the study. But specifically, the mindfulness meditation group had an increase in calmness and relaxation. And both groups reported lower pain. So we found that interesting, and obviously we have to conduct it in a larger setting, that both groups really perceived this quiet, educating, calm environment as an overall reducer of stress. But specifically, the mindfulness group had a specific more increase being calm and relaxed, which was measured in a statistically significant form.
How will these findings impact the way that you manage these patients in the future?
So we showed in this controlled study that the urodynamic study specifically, that the mindfulness meditation decreases the anxiety level and has a positive effect on pain and also on patient satisfaction. And therefore, we were thinking to implement this studied environment to other patient populations who are undergoing invasive tests in our office, such as cystoscopies or biopsies.
And so in general, what advice would you give to fellow urologists on, you know, factoring in mental health when providing care to patients?
We have to address the entire body, the body as a whole, not just focusing on an organ system and conducting a test. We have to implement stress-reducing strategies as the mindfulness technique to overall improve patients' anxiety level for the unknown. And that's my advice for all urology physicians, practice settings, nurse practitioners, nurses who are conducting any invasive studies or tests or treatments. to adhere to patient needs, to keep them calm and relaxed. And if a provider is uncertain how to do that, we now showed that very specific protocols, and that protocol we used, we actually received from Jon Kabat-Zinn protocols specifically on mindfulness-based stress reduction that can be copied and applied to patients in every patient setting.
And lastly, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
I think personally, when I learned more about mindfulness-based stress reduction, I found it very interesting in how many different ways this concept can be used. And doing more research in regards to that and reading up on Jon Kabat-Zinn, who developed that protocol at the University of Massachusetts in 1970, I was really amazed how much breathing techniques, awareness, focusing on the present moment with an openness of the present moment and having a non-judgmental acceptance of this specific moment and awareness can alter the perception and decrease the sensation of anxiety and pain. It has been actually demonstrated that this mindfulness-based stress reduction can decrease anxiety and depression by modifying the cognitive affective processing by breath focusing attention and distraction. In a way, it's not clearly understood, but it alters the response of the anterior cingulate cortex with the prefrontal cortex and the amygdala. So it's a very interesting field, and I think with those simple techniques and not using opioids, especially it's so sensitive in this time now, we are doing our patients a huge favor.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.